Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So I strongly urge you to stop whatever it is you are doing. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. And it is seemingly going to be a beautiful day, but in Atlanta, Georgia, in Riverdale, Georgia, it's pretty chilly this morning. It's supposed to get up a little bit around noon or a little bit afterwards, but still, it's a beautiful day. Matter of fact, the song that was just heard says it's just another day. Well, this is just another day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is just another day that we can give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And this is just another day that we can find ourselves worthy to receive the blessings that God has given unto us. And it is just another day for us to honor those who may be in the hospital, in hospice, in home care, who are still trying to make adjustments during this pandemic, those who are still on the edge of deciding whether to get the shot or not get the shot or whatever. This is a personal kind of thing with you. Just take whatever course that you need to take with it. But 99% of the people who have already taken it have not had any side effects or anything of that sort. And now you have three choices. Matter of fact, I've already had my second. Me and my wife have already had our second shot. There's been no side effects. There's been no nothing. Just protection more than anything. And so, leaving it up to you. Let your mind be your. Be your conscious, let your conscience be your guide in this situation, but some kind of way you end up doing the right thing, because we got so many different opinions about what's going on. Some places you go, they're still wearing masks. Some places not wearing masks. Some people getting an attitude about it. Some people getting in a road rage with it. Some getting in a store rage with it in the grocery stores. And it's just a lot of that stuff just uncalled for, but still, let your conscience be your guide with it. But this is another day, and this is another day that we can really, really, really make a difference in our community, and especially in our world, and in our families. Caused a lot of different kinds of things to happen. Matter of fact, it has caused some weight. Have you picked up any? This is just a question. Don't raise your hand. Have you picked up any weight since you've been out for a whole year? And it has been a whole year. Matter of fact, this is March the 9th. Last year, I was looking at a bulletin. Our last bulletin was March the 1st for our church, a whole year. And within that year, some of you haven't gone to work. Or you've been laid off or you've been fired. Some of the sort. And so I know you probably have picked up about 10 or 15 pounds. And so one of our first order of business is to get that off some kind of way. I'm confessing, I know I have. I picked up just a teeny weeny bit of weight, but I'm on the yard work is coming now. And so I just picked up a ton of dirt the other day. In my trailer, and it's out there on the trailer right now. Hopefully I can get it off the trailer. But anyways, that's a good incentive. Picked up a ton of dirt the other day to start a garden and start getting things to grow. And again, we had a bumper crop of tomatoes and peppers and hot peppers and the bell peppers. And so, we just had bumper. Matter of fact, we still got some collards and some cabbage out there, a real pretty head of cabbage out there right now, getting ready to get rid of and everything. So this is just another day, but it's not another day like I've heard people say. I said, how was your weekend? Well, it's just another weekend, just same old weekend. That probably wasn't a good weekend for you, and I really don't like that kind of the language, because something should have occurred, something should happen, you should make something happen. And most time when I use that term, it's dull. That means it was just dull, nothing to do, no place to go, nothing that sort. And life is just too short. I don't want to reclaim the time that I've lost over the years, but I sure want to do better with what years I got left. And we've let some stupid stuff cause us to be sad, angry, separate from our families, hard on our children, stuff like that. And it's just time now. It's time now. Everybody on this call, it's time now to stop, regroup, rethink this thing, and let's live out our lives more fully than we have in the past. Happier than we have in the past, and more reasonable and rational than we have in the past, and you'd be surprised how things will change for you. But to do that, you probably got to check your relationships. You probably got to check your how you communicate with people, And I want to just mention a couple of things this morning. Be careful. Be careful of your communication with people, because they can sow a seed to make you dislike somebody. And that worry you slap out. People who don't like somebody, and they want you to don't like them because they don't like them. That was a church thing. That just wore me out. I don't know why. I don't know how you know. Last time I was with them, and all of that stuff. It takes a lot of energy to be negative. It takes a lot of energy to fool with people who are negative. It takes a lot of energy to fool with people that ain't going nowhere. Matter of fact, if you were to talk to somebody today and on the phone you ask them, say, well, what you going to do today, or where you going to go today? If they tell you two things, one, if they say nothing and I ain't going nowhere, don't follow them. Matter of fact, make that phone call short. Get off the phone with people that ain't doing nothing today and ain't going nowhere today. Don't keep hanging around with them people. They waste your time because next thing you know, it's already 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. You ain't done nothing all day. Why? Because they ain't done nothing all day. And you ain't been nowhere. Why? Because they ain't been nowhere. Why? Because they sowed that seed some kind of way that made you think that you didn't have nothing to do the rest of the day, because they ain't got nothing to do. And you ain't got nowhere to go because they ain't got nowhere to go. So be careful with your conversation. Because sometimes they can lead you in the wrong direction. Sometimes they can lead you with the wrong conclusion. And one of those kinds of conclusion I want to mention to you is in the book of Genesis chapter 3. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, be careful. This is my conversation with you this morning. Be careful about your conversation. People can lead you to hate people. People can lead you to go in the wrong direction. People can lead you to come up with a whole another opinion. People can lead you to not even wear what you was going to wear. Sometimes you get up and they say, oh, you can put that shirt on? And you think, yeah. Okay, but what this shirt got to do with you or the situation where we're going? Well, next thing you know, you're changing shirt or you're changing shoes. Now, sometimes we can mismatch some stuff. Matter of fact, you get them put socks on, and they ain't the same color and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who you've been going to Kroger, the Publix, or somewhere all the time the same way, and you get in the car with them, and you start down the road, and they say, why are you going that way? Well, you turn and go the way that they want you to go. All the time you've been going the other way successfully. People can just drop a seed. And I remember a time or two, somebody was in my office, and when they got ready to leave, they said, well, I guess I'll go by the hospital. Now, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to think? Well, the question that's supposed to be next is, who's in the hospital, or why are you going by the hospital? You see how people sow seeds? Instead of them saying, Jess is in the hospital and I'm getting ready to go by there and see him, and I'm saying, oh, okay, I'll go up there and see him later. So they don't sow the seed that way. They always come in on the back door or the back end of things and say, well, I guess I'll stop by the hospital. I ain't even knowing who in the hospital, know nothing. It's just how that conversation go. Be careful how you talk. Listen at the motive of people when they're talking to you. Listen to where they're trying to go with that. And then make sure that you make the right decision and come out on the other side and come out on the side of righteousness. Now, this is what I want to mention to you is be careful when you're talking to people. Be careful how you're listening to people. And always do your best to stay on the side of righteousness. If not, stay on it. When you get off of it, get back on it. You know, in baseball, you take a lead off of first base going to second base, and when they throw the ball over, you run back to first base, and hopefully, successfully, if you're good enough, you'll make it back to first base, and you'll be listen to this word, you'll be safe, and that's what the coaches say, that's what the umpire will say, safe. That's what we want to do. We're going to get off of righteousness every once in a while, every now and then. But make sure that you go back to first base and you get back on the side of righteousness before you die. And that's all the Lord is saying to us. He's telling us that there's a life after this life. So don't be ignorant and let somebody conversation tell you that there's no heaven and there's no hell and that all of this stuff is a joke and all that kind of stuff. He said the best thing that you can do when you die is be on the right side of righteousness. But I want to mention just briefly this Genesis chapter 3. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field in which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the midst of the garden. Now this is a conversation, and whatever form Satan was in, it had to have been where you could communicate with somebody. See, everybody don't come approach to you like looking like the devil or acting like the devil, even though that's their intention. And that's where we got to be sharp. That's why we got to sharpen our vision. Everybody's not going to approach you, and that's why so many elderly people now are being taken advantage of with these on the phone, on email, on all kinds of hands, because they're not approaching you as if they're trying to do you harm or do you evil. They're some kind of way. Satan in this passage had to been able to communicate, had to have been in a form that can get right up on you. See, that's the whole thing about evil people. They figure out ways where they can get in your face, where they can be close to you, where they can do you some harm. And here in the garden, the devil and the woman is talking, and the woman said unto Satan, she said unto Satan, so he had to be in some form of acceptance, I guess you want to say. He said, we may have eat of a fruit of a tree in the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, yea, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you shall die. And the serpent never did tell her to eat it. He just made a suggestion in verse number 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Now, of course, they didn't know nothing about good and evil. Didn't know nothing about death. Didn't know whether it was going to be a physical death or whether it was going to be a spiritual death or anything of that sort. But the conversation went on. He says, God hath known that in the day in which which you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and knowing evil. And then the woman, this is what this conversation will do for you if you're not careful. In verse number 6 it says, and when the woman saw, that's what Peter said. Peter said, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and a pride of life. And the Bible says that when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, the tree had always been good for food. It always looked good. It was always the best tree in the garden. Why did it take on a different look then? It's because of that seed that was sowed in that conversation. Be careful today on March the 10th. This is March the 10th. Be careful on March the 10th when you're on the phone, when you're on email, when you're texting somebody. Be careful how that conversation ends. And then that it was pleasant to the eye. You see what she said? When she saw, when it was pleasant, and then they said, and then she said, and when it was desired to make one wise, she took the fruit and then she gave it to her husband. Be careful how you talk today. Be careful how you respond to what somebody say today. They could cause you to be on the wrong side of righteousness. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this march. And help us during the course of this weekend. Of course, time will change this weekend. Let us be conscious of that so that we can be on our various programs that have been set up for us on our phones and the streaming and all that kind of stuff. The time changed on the 14th. Spring forward. Be on the right side of righteousness during the course of this day. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again, and have a super duper day and a super duper week.